In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Chinese Lunar New Year, a start again for the factory workers, for the manufacturers, for the economy. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Newsweek, he has the cover story on Xi and the Olympics. And Charles Ortel joins us of On the Money with Charles Ortel. Gordon, I start with you. Chinese Lunar Year. There is a headline suggesting that things are not well in China because of consumption. What does that mean, Gordon? Good evening.
Good evening, John and Charles. Well, consumption is just consumer spending, basically. And the Chinese people have known for quite some time that the economy is soft because consumption for more than a year has been soft. These numbers are consistent. Well, we've seen consumption numbers for the just Lunar New Year holiday. Those are consistent with what we have seen for more than a year. And people there are concerned because they can see the direction where the country is going.
Deterred by the discouraging travel policies and sporadic outbreaks, reads the subhead in the South China Morning Post. More than 70% of the domestic tourists chose short distance trips in the Lunar New Year. Charles, we look at this from way outside, the investor class. Can the investor class see this, that there's a hesitation, a dip, a change in pattern in China's GDP?
Yeah, I think the investor class has been skeptical about investing anywhere, let alone in China, where there's so many reasons to believe that the Chinese are going to change the rules of the game at short notice and likely against the interests of the foreign investor. So if you really need to invest in China, I suggest that the best way to do it might be through American companies or European companies or other well-managed companies that have already gotten a substantial interest inside China. But to go inside a Chinese publicly traded entity, I think, is a fool's errand at this point.
Gordon, I tell a story because I've started looking at HO model trains that haven't been manufactured for many years. They're collector's item. You get them on eBay. It's a dream of mine to have an HO set someday in my seniority, you understand. But one of the trains that I'm very happy to have, I turned it over and it said, made in Hong Kong. Made in Hong Kong, Gordon, back in the 20th century. It's another age, another time when made in Hong Kong was a good thing because the quality was good and because the company had found a way to distribute American consumption around the world. It was a joy, and it's no longer possible. We know this. Hong Kong has been crushed by the mainland. The made in China label now is suspect. When I buy something on Amazon and it says made in China, I'm discouraged. And I wait for the day that Amazon makes it possible for us to know what is made outside of the People's Republic and its slave state and what is made inside. Do the people of China know this, Gordon? They chat all the time. Are they understanding that something profound has happened and it's not going to go back to the old way?
I think COVID-19 has pretty much convinced the Chinese people that life has substantially changed. And I'm not so sure that they think that this is going to go away anytime soon, because the social control measures that the Communist Party has put in place with regard to the disease are probably going to remain long after the disease goes away. So there has been a permanent change in the relationship between the regime and the people. And that, of course, has profound effects on the Chinese economy, because isolation, of course, undermines the whole concept of economic growth. And that's one of the reasons why, going back to your first question, that's one of the reasons why consumption has been weak for a very long time.
Follow up, Gordon. Do the Chinese people, the workers, the people who own the manufacturing, do they know that we've changed? That we now have an extremely different and very disdainful opinion of their government. Do they know this?
I think they do. And the reason is that Communist Party media has consistently drilled into them the hostility of the United States and other countries. Now, of course, this is distorted news, but nonetheless, I think people understand that relations between China and the rest of the world are not what they were 5 years ago. Now, the Communist Party says it's our fault, of course, but nonetheless, people know that there's a problem.
You have a question for Charles Gordon.
Charles, there are some elements on Wall Street that are quite bullish about China right now. And it's not just Ray Dalio, but there are others as well who see a lot of opportunity in the Chinese markets, which you just commented on. If you could run us through why people would think that way in light of all that that's happened over the last 18 months or so.
Well, I think an argument always exists that the Chinese market is evolving. When you divide consumption totally in the country by the number of people, it's a very low number. And so people can make the argument that China is poised eventually to go up to that magic number of $10,000 per capita, where the broad economy starts to change and where people start to have new interest in advanced products and services in scale. And given the size of China, you can make that case. But I think to get there, there are a lot of hurdles along the way. And I don't see the internal Chinese market evolving that way, because I think inside the U.S., inside, to a lesser extent, inside Europe, we are going to abandon outsourcing and long supply chains. There's a Democrat proposal floating around Congress now to do just that. So I think you're going to see bipartisan support for rolling back the supply chains. When that happens, foreign demand for Chinese exports is going to be neutral to down. So I still am on the camp of being negative on China.
Does the street talk about intellectual property anymore? Is that old news?
Absolutely. The one of the most valuable things today is intellectual property. And if you can't trust that intellectual property right to be protected inside China, why would you venture over there?
I have no explanation. Is there one from the people who are bullish?
Well, a lot of the big banks and the big investment funds have to play in China. And so maybe they're just coloring, shading their book. We see this at the top of many bubbles. There were a lot of big banks all in for the internet bubble, all in for the pre-credit bust bubble. So this could be more of the same.
Gordon, we have a couple of minutes.
Charles, it seems like there's much more political control exerted by senior Communist Party leaders over the tech sector. It would seem to me that that would be a bad sign for investors, because you're basically going into a market where market fundamentals don't apply anymore.
Exactly. I mean, we have to remember that no government, actually including our own government, can point to a long record of success promoting private enterprise in a command way. And why should we believe that the Chinese Communist Party, outside perhaps putting in infrastructure projects and real estate, is going to be able to build up world-class, world-beating exporting companies against determined competition?
Gordon, final thought here. The Chinese economy is the second, third, or fourth thing we think about China these days. We think about the Wolf Warriors. We think about the predation and the abuse of its own people. Did the Chinese people know what we're thinking, Gordon? I asked before whether they're aware we're disdainful of the government. Do they know that the Uyghurs are a matter of interest to us?
I think that they do, because the Communist Party tells them that. They have a very different perspective on Uyghurs and minority policies than we do. But they are aware that we are deeply concerned about that.
Deeply concerned. Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, with the cover story on Newsweek magazine during the time of the genocide Olympics, says Josh Rogan of the Washington Post. Charles Ortel of On the Money with Charles Ortel. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.